This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I went out for a cup of coffee with a colleague here at Marketplace DC today, took kind of a roundabout route because she said she wanted to see if the new Sephora store down the block had opened up yet. And sure enough, it has. Business model transformation brought to life, because the beauty retailer that brought makeup out from behind the department store counter and into the mall is looking for growth outside those malls in standalone stores and shopping centers. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that new strategy.
I don't know if you've heard, but malls are dying because they can be a hassle. Online shopping has made us dread traffic and parking and figuring out where the Sephora inside the mall even is. Alexis DeSalva is with Mintel.
There's a move away from malls, but that doesn't mean that the in-store experience is deteriorating. I think it's just evolving.
The new Sephoras will focus on products people need regularly, like hair and skincare. DeSalva says the standalone stores will be easier to pop into and easier to navigate. They'll be 1,500 square feet smaller than the mall versions.
We are seeing that in general. In retail overall, like a tighter assortment that's geared towards the essentials.
This model has worked before. Beauty chain Ulta has lots of stores in strip malls. But the strip mall shopper is different. Sephora will need a new strategy to get them in the door, says Jenny Vrailu, who worked for Clinique and co-directs the Yale Center for Customer Insights.
You know, if I was just in the store a month ago, I don't want it to look exactly the same. I want to come in and be delighted with the latest.
And if the casual shopper doesn't make it to the store, there's still Sephora's online business.
Having the option to allow for delivery from a local store could be, you know, a direction that they could take it.
Lou says more brands are using regional stores to compete with same-day shipping. Because these days, Sephora isn't just worried about Ulta, but about Amazon, too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.